are listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by BidOnFusion, your marketplace for wholesale inventory. Call us now at 888-RADIO-30. The phone's right over there. You're staring at it. Not going to dial itself. 888-723-4630.
Kim in Lakewood, Colorado's on the line with us, Griff. She's known on eBay as Walk-In Auction. Hi, Kim. What's your question or comment?
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good.
Haley, about your tracking requirement for your voiceovers.
Yeah.
I would suggest you could send a receipt with a thank you card. You can either put it in a bubble envelope, or you can use your same regular envelope with like a peanut, a styrofoam peanut or a small piece of something that makes it so it meets the thickness requirement for first class package, so you can have the tracking on it.
So you
can send that right out and it'll meet your handling time and you won't fall below your tracking. It's a good solution for that.
Wow.
Okay.
Griff's wondering.
Another thing is that I have a lot of buyers who request ship dates beyond my handling time. They say, I won't be back in town for another week. Can you wait to ship it? Or something like that. So I do that in that case to send out that to meet the tracking requirement. Make the buyer happy.
Yeah, but I'm going to stop you. So
and then that doesn't count against me.
I'm going to stop you right there. Because on the service, the voiceover service, I can see this as being, all right, maybe. If you're selling an item that is an actual item and you're shipping out a receipt with the tracking number, that isn't going to cover you if the buyer complains.
The buyer asked me to delay the shipment.
Yeah, the buyer asked you to delay the shipping, but sending them a receipt and using the tracking number for the envelope that the receipt in is actually not, that's not going to fly. So I know it is flying for you. I'm going to push back and say I would never recommend that.
But why not?
Because you're supposed to ship the item, not a receipt. Technically.
Well, yeah, I shipped the item the following week.
Right. But you didn't.
Or whenever they
requested. But you're lying to eBay. Because what you're telling eBay is that you shipped the item and this is the tracking number. And if the buyer complains that the item that they got was a receipt and not the item, they're going to open up a case against you and you're going to have a hassle. Now, I know that's probably not going to happen because the buyer asked for a delay. Are more than 10% of your transactions buyers asking you to hold the item?
No, probably not. But I mean, there's other reasons that.
Yeah, but I'm not going to give way on this one. That is a bad business practice and would get you in trouble with eBay.
It sounded good to me, Kim.
No. Wow, I don't see how that would get me in trouble because the buyer's request.
Because what you're telling, it doesn't matter. What you're telling eBay is I've shipped this item because you're using the item and you're shipping them a receipt and not shipping them the item. And you're using that, you're basically gaming the system.
But is that their request, Griff?
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Okay.
It doesn't matter.
So Kim, there's two issues here.
But I think for the voiceover, I think that would be a good solution.
And the voiceover, I'm going to still say it's a gray area. I got to be honest with you. I've been with eBay for 18 years. This can get you in a lot of hot water. I would not recommend it. I definitely am not going to agree to it. For the voiceover, you'd be better off, instead of sending a receipt through the mail, is maybe have a cassette that has examples of your voices, and you send that to them. That would be an object.
That would be good, too.
And you have to indicate that. But sending a receipt.
Okay, I got it. From the two of you, this is a good idea. I could send a CD that's got how to have a good on-hold message, or how to have a good, I could do that.
Okay, yeah.
Like a freebie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could, and that would be okay because, I mean, it's still a little gray.
I know, because I'm not sending the exact thing that
Well, no, you'd have to indicate it in your listing description as well. But sending a receipt in lieu of the item in order to get tracking uploaded is definitely not, that's a violation of eBay's intent. If the, even though there's not necessarily a policy that states that, and that would get you in trouble. That would get you in trouble. So don't do it.
So what?
Or continue doing it, but don't. I'm not going to recommend.
So let's go to her situation.
Well, it would
then
be nice if there was, you know, maybe something for checkout where the buyer could say, "I do not want this shipped right away," and then that way it wouldn't count against me in the first place.
It's not going to count against you. You have
well,
a 10% allowance
against the tracking percentage.
Yeah, but it's not, like I just asked you, it's you. Are you anywhere close to 90, going below 90%?
Are you even close? It varies according to, you know, that whole validation thing. But sometimes, yeah, I get in the low 90s.
Yeah, well, I'm at 92 right now, and I think I just explained why. It takes a few days for that information to get uploaded. I definitely would stop worrying about being in the low 90s. If you know you're doing everything right and your scans are getting verified at some point in the parcel's journey, but I definitely would not be sending them a receipt in an envelope with a peanut. You're gaming the system by doing that, and it's a violation of the intent of what that whole thing is about, which is you're supposed to ship the item. If a buyer asks you to hold it, you can say no if you want. Or you can say yes. I occasionally get maybe one or two of those a year, and I just say, of course.
I must be the exception because I seem to get a lot of those.
Hmm. What do you sell?
Well, I sell everything. I'm a consignment shop.
So. Well, how many? Do you track them? How many have you had in the last, like, year?
Oh, I don't know. I've had two in the last week.
Well, that's the last week. What's been the last evaluation period? How many of you had in the last evaluation period?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Yeah. It just seems to happen a lot. So
are you saying, Griff, that it happens so infrequently that...
What I'm saying is that there's a 10% allowance so that you don't lose your top-rated seller status.
Yeah.
And that what you're technically doing is not shipping the item when you said you would. Even if it's by buyer request, it doesn't matter. You're not shipping the item, but now you're going to get the discount on the item. And that's not fair.
No, I'm not top rated, so I don't get a discount.
Oh, well then why are you even bothering?
She doesn't want...
It's not going to make any...
Because at some point I'm going to be top rated again, and I don't want that to be the reason why I'm not.
Let me answer this question, yes or no. Are you getting 10% of these requests with an evaluation period out of your total transactions?
No, I don't
think
so.
Then don't worry about it. Then stop worrying about it. Just say if I would agree.
I have to worry about everything.
No, you don't. That's you're choosing to worry about things. You're being a volunteer.
Yes, well, there's so much to worry about.
Okay, let me ask you both a question.
What?
Okay, both of you. All right, but especially Griffola.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the buyer says, please don't mail this out till next Monday.
Yeah, I've had somebody do that.
Okay, it's Thursday.
Yeah.
There's a little place when you print out a label that says the date you're going to ship it.
Yeah, but if you do that, it's just as...
You can put Monday.
Right.
Because that's when you're going to ship it. So you'll print the label out. The tracking thing goes up.
You can't do that for things like UPS, though.
Oh, okay. USPS, you can.
Yes. Yeah. I think there's a three-day...
So here's...
There's 3 days that it's allowed to... Post-date the label like 3 days, mm-hmm. but it can't be longer than that.
Okay.
Right. And I wouldn't do that, and I don't worry about it, and you shouldn't worry about it. Here's what you should worry about. Is my buyer happy? That's the only thing an eBay seller should be worried about. I say this over and over on the air.
Well, yeah, and that was how I was making them happy.
And then, so you're fine. You have nothing to worry about. You're making them happy, but you shouldn't be sending out a receipt in order to game the system. You shouldn't be doing that.
I wasn't trying to game the system.
You are gaming the system. You're not sending them the item. You're not sending them the item. They're sending them a receipt in order so that your tracking shows as uploaded.
But I don't think.
But that tracking is not for the item.
If there's if there was like a manual or something with the item I sold, then I would send that as well.
But you're not. But if you're selling the manual and the item, you're not shipping the entire item.
I understand what you're saying.
So I know you understand. I'm going to tell you're letting your anxiety and worry about something that you shouldn't be worrying about. It's clouding your judgment on this
okay.
one. Trust me. You don't want to do this.
Okay. I won't.
Good.
I won't do it.
So before you hang up, I have this to say about that, Chris.
What?
Many times, and I agree with you, and Kim does too. We understand what you're saying. We're not going to do it, okay? Let's clear that up.
Okay.
But there are times when people have to play the system, and you know what I'm talking about. There are times in life when you have to play the system, and I don't believe that Kim intended to defraud when she did that. She
no, was I don't just, either.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Exactly. That's all I'm trying to say. She was trying to work around the system a little bit so she could feel more comfortable.
No, I was working within the system to make my buyer happy.
Yes, and I don't think that you meant wouldn't have called this radio show to tell us.
Wait. I'm going to back you up on that one before we get off the segment because we have a minute left. Shipping the receipt to the buyer is not making them happy. Holding the sale, the shipping until the date they want you to ship, is making them happy. You shipping a receipt is covering your own butt.
I also send a thank you note.
Yeah, so. But come on, that's not making the buyer happy.
Say,
that's making
thank you for buying. And
No, Kim.
I think we lost here, babe.
Yeah, you're losing this one.
We lost,
sorry.
Kim.
Yeah. I know.
Agreeing to hold the item is what makes the buyer happy. Shipping them a receipt is making you happy.
But Kim, thank you for trying to help me. I appreciate it. So many people.
Welcome to this episode of
Good
Cop,
Bad Cop.
So many
people have dished my listings. I'm so excited about that.
Yeah. Anyway.
We get it, Griff.
I know you do. Speed dial us now at 888-723-4630 here on Ask Griffin Lee.
I can't believe you got me out of the house this early to go to a garage sale. I think I'm going to need another coffee after this.
I do this every weekend. I like to hit the sales early before all the best stuff is gone.
Are those vinyl records? When did you start listening to those again?
They're not for me. I sell them on eBay.
You do? Well, how do you know which ones to pick?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching sold items on eBay. I can tell which albums sell best and what they're worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to Terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at Terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Jeez.
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Andesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Andesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. At La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Andisha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.
Keep the lock right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment's brought to you by Terapi, eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4634. I'm still exasperated.
I know, but...
I don't.
I know.
Don't.
We won't go
it's,
there.
It cannot be...
I get it.
Okay.
Really, it's not the right thing to do. And I agree. It's not the right thing to
do. And so Appealing Science says something interesting. That may be Griff's idea for a part-time seller, but to stay TRS for full-time, I will do anything I can to upload tracking. I'll do anything I can upload to tracking to keep my buyers happy. I'm not lying when I say this. I don't think about defects. I don't think about my top-rated seller. I think about I got to keep the buyer happy. Get rid of the 20% discount. More true words, you know how much I hate that discount, and I hate it. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. As a seller, I hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. I hate it because, not because I hate getting a discount, but because I think it drives bad behavior. So I am so for getting rid of that 20% discount.
Okay.
Now that will bring. Wait,
oh boy! 888-RADIO-30 or the contact us link on the bottom of the eBay Radio player. Before we go to the phones, Julie from Indianapolis, Indiana, known on eBay as JUMUSNLEO, said, "Question: you had Marcia Collier on Tuesday.
We did, yes.
And she said to thank the buyer through PayPal after the sale and include the tracking number, item number, and a short thank you letter. I have looked on the PayPal site. I do not know how to contact the buyer unless you send them an email to their email address. Is that what she meant?
I
know how to contact the buyer through eBay, but not PayPal. Do you know
I know. I'm going to assume she meant through eBay.
I think she did.
Yeah. She wouldn't be... The only way that you could contact them through PayPal is to send an email to them. And you can see their email address in the transaction details. But no, I'm sure she meant eBay.
Okay. Julie, thank you very much for that. Contact us. Also, Robert from Menlo Park, California, known on eBay as Racer Trek. Thanks for explaining the tracking summary for the categories on the seller dashboard. I understood two of them, but the third was something I did not realize. Regards, Bob.
Well, I'm glad that helped.
I am very glad it helped.
And shame on us for not actually making that clearer, and we should. There should be a little box or an overlay that says, this information is typically delayed by a few days. So it won't show your most recent sales, which may explain the current percentages. It should say something like that. Doesn't.
I'd like to give out an item number.
Again?
Yeah, we're going to do another dishing. But before we do the dishing, Daniel's on the line. But let me give out the item number, okay?
Yeah.
It's 2814-0055-6131. Again, that's 2814-0055-6131. We're going to be dishing that listing right after we say hello to Daniel from Front Royal, Virginia, known on eBay as Karate25. Daniel, he's checking in with us today. What's going on today, Daniel?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, hey, Griff.
Yes?
When this show's over with,
what?
Go down to the nearest bar you got there. And get you a beer.
So, you know, it's funny you should say that.
Because when this show is like you're about ready for one, brother.
Well, when this show is over, we're having a team meeting, and it's a goodbye lunch for one of our interns who's turned out to be one of the most valuable members our team has ever seen, and we hate to see her go, but she's... So we're giving her a lunch, and there will be liquor at the place we're going. And
I'll just get you a good stiff drink, brother, because it sounds like you're about ready to make one.
You normally don't, but who knows?
who knows?
Thank you for...
My brain's still spinning after that last one.
So you get my point, then.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy, after I sold that one video game, my buddy Tom Sutton.
Sure.
And he and I will go ahead, since we're all family here.
Yeah.
He's my instructor.
Oh, he's great.
Oh,
yeah.
You couldn't have gotten a better one.
Yeah,
and he's the guy that's working with me. And you know what? God has definitely been good to me for him.
Yeah, you're in good hands with Tom.
Keep us informed, Daniel. We appreciate it. Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30. Okay, you ready to dish that listing?
I am, yes.
It is item number 2814.
Yes, yes.
0055-6131.
Okay, and it says here, it's a framed art painting of tree, green/yellow, silver frame, signed by artist, 13 inches by 17 inches.
Let me tell you what Don says. This is Don from Los Angeles, California, known on eBay as treasure-finder-online-ca. He says, "Hi, I would love to have my listing dish. This is my first time selling art, and I'm unsure what to do or how to price because I cannot ID the artist.
All right,
also not sure if this is a drawing or a painting. Thanks for the help."
Yeah, and I can't tell necessarily... what it is, it's impossible to tell the medium used or the media from the picture, so I can't tell you. It could be a print. Wait a minute. It is a print of some sort.
Yeah,
you know why?
Because it's of 70 of 150.
70 of 150, right. So there's a... This is... What I don't know is it's silk screen. I doubt it. It's a real little detail, but it could be.
So explain the 70 of 150, because he's new at selling art. Some
so
people
this
may
was
not
a,
know that.
So depending on the method used for creating this work of art, which could have been lithography or silk screen or some form of printing, This is a set of 150. This is the 70th print of that set of 150. So this indicates to a potential buyer that this particular set, this particular item, was only produced 150 times, and you're getting the 70th version of it. So it's limited. I don't know who Glenn is. It just says Glenn. I don't know who that is, or Glynn, or Glue. Who knows? Or Gluey. It may be impossible to determine who the artist is, which means it may be impossible to sell this for any substantial amount of money unless somebody takes a liking to it.
Or somebody may know.
Or somebody happens to know, but that, you know, who knows? We'll get there in a minute. So framed art painting, it's not a painting. So I would definitely say, I would change this title to say a print, limited edition.
Yeah, because... That's what that 70 of 150 means.
I wouldn't necessarily say of tree, green, yellow. I would just say tree print. This looks to be, it's a single color on a gradient background. So that's, and again, I don't know the method that was used, but this looks like it's just black ink on a background, like a silhouette. Framed by the... silver frame, I'd get rid of that. You could say framed and signed by artist, but who knows who the artist is? What's this on the back? It's impossible. There's nothing. Yeah, this is not going to be easy to sell, quite honestly, because you've got $100 on it. I don't know if you're going to be able to get $100 for it. Seems arbitrary. How much is this worth? Who knows? But that's that, so we never really go too deep into pricing. I definitely... If you wanted to sell it, this would be the kind of thing where I would work the shipping in. I'd say free shipping within the U.S. You're by providing shipping for this, I think you're just providing another obstacle. What else? Photographs are okay. I don't see how much more you could do. What is this? The frame is in, looks like it's in glass. The photos actually aren't, they're not bad. I think... They're a little fuzzy. I might think of taking him over again. The other thing I would do is, and this is a little photo lesson we'll have real quick. If you look at the photos of the first two, you'll notice that the image itself, the item itself, doesn't appear rectangular. It appears a little bit skewed, like a curved edges. And that's because your camera was not placed absolutely parallel, the camera lens, to the item surface itself. So what I would do is I'd use a tripod. I would move back farther, and I would zoom in, telephoto in, and make sure that the height and position of your tripod is so that it's dead center in the photo and turned in such a way so that there's little or no distortion and the item looks like a true rectangle. That's going to look a lot better. This is a common problem with amateur photographers when they're taking a photo of something that's relatively flat. This is almost, it's not, it's got some depth, but is a rectangle. By taking the picture close up with a point and shoot lens, you get some distortion of the sides. It's called, what's it called? I can't remember now.
I may have found the artist.
Oh, you're kidding. What's his name?
I may have found the artist.
What's his name?
Million Glenn, G-L-E-N-N.
Good for you. How did you do that?
I put into Google black trees against color background or something like that. And I got a bunch of pictures that look similar to that. And I found the artist. I think that's
Lee,
the artist.
You're a genius. Oh, that Google. Glenn Black Tree.
Yeah. And it looks like it's Million Glenn. M-I-L-L-I-A-N-G-L-E-N-N.
How do you spell that first name again?
M-I-L-L-I-A-N. Million.
Oh, wait. M-I-L-L.
I-A-N.
I-A-N.
Last Glenn. Name Glenn, G-L-E-N-N.
Images. Hold on. Something's wrong with my computer. All right, we'll take another look at this when we get back.
Yeah.
Because this is interesting. This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. We'll continue with this interesting listing dish when we come back on our next segment. 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Maybe you've delved into social marketing but couldn't tell if it was working. Social Beacon from PageMage makes it easy to know exactly where you stand. Social Beacon is a new tool that lets you post to Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest all at the same time. Then it measures results. You'll know how many Facebookers clicked to take a look and how many Twitter and Pinterest followers also took action. Social Beacon is free. You can share your first item in just 5 minutes. Go to PageMage.com to start now.